No, sir, Mr. Chairman. When you left, you're on Department of Revenue, Agency 11, and the first unit is on page 10, Unit 0103, Administrative Services. Mr. Chairman, page 12, Unit 0105, Information Technology Division.
I'm sorry, my mic wasn't on. Okay, page 12, Information Technology. Is there a motion? Gov's Rec, is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 18.
That is passed.
Unit 0201, the Excise Tax Division.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Passes. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 22, Unit 0285, Mineral Tax Division.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. I think we're on page 23, Valuation Division. Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, sorry to slow
Dawn.
You down. That's actually the division summary page, so we're a couple pages back on 27 and 28.
Okay.
For Unit 0301.
Oh, okay. Thank you. My mistake.
No.
So we still have Gov's Rec? And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, you have one more on page 30, Unit 0303, Property Tax Refund Program.
Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Okay. Move to close. Moved and seconded.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've got some opinions.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. On the new list, even though it's a rather recent vacancy, it's I would move that we would eliminate 0146, so 011-0146, Revenue Appraiser.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? I've got a question. Why would you want to? It's only been open for a month, and they're doing active recruitment on it.
Mr. Chairman, I think with the super flex that we're going to be giving, I think it would give ample opportunity for a director to move positions around if that was absolutely critical.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussions? Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, maybe somebody can help me out with the super flex stuff. Can the governor or the agency then recreate the position?
I can ask you part of it. We're giving them the super flex so that if they have another vacant position that comes open, if they need to transfer someone over to that position, if they can actually go to the governor and fill any other vacant position and move it over, there are just ways for them to accommodate it.
Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Now to closing out the agency. I'm sorry? Is there a second?
As amended?
It's moved to close. It's been moved and seconded. Question called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. We're on to the Attorney General.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit for your consideration appears on page 15, unit 0101, the Law Office.
Is there a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, on page 17, unit 0101, fund, Law Office, Fund 492, and Don has a revision.
Mr. Chairman, this is just sort of a technical correction. This is a new unit that was created as a result of how the agency decided to fund some of their positions. As you might recall, this Fund 492 were the fees collected by the boards and commissions for purposes of legal services. When this budget was set up, it has a revenue source of 4610, which is interest earned. That isn't exactly the correct code. It should probably be 5006. It's a technical correction for the accounting system, but may we have your permission, please, Mr. Chairman, to change that, make that correction.
Do you need a vote on that or just permission?
5006.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. So this 5006, that's the number of these two positions?
Actually, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, the 5006 is the revenue code for A&I, so it will indicate that the revenue is coming from A&I rather than the interest account or interest from Fund 492. It's money that will come out of Fund 492 as payments from those boards and commissions. It's not interest. So
These two attorneys are the ones who are basically the attorneys for all the boards and commissions?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
So are these two new employees, or they've just been moved over?
Mr. Chairman, they've just been moved into a separate unit to account for their the funding of those positions in a different manner.
Okay. All right. Do we need a vote on the Gov's Rec on this? Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is Unit 0102, page 21, Medicaid Fraud Control Unit.
Do I hear a motion? Moved and seconded. All those in favor, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 24, unit 0130 is your next unit, Consumer Protection.
Do I hear a motion?
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering if anyone had in their notes what the reason for the increase. This is an increase, not a decrease, in this unit. There was approximately $141,000 added in this unit.
It looks like you're adding an employee.
Yes.
From one to two.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I had a paralegal move from general fund to consumer protection.
Move from what?
Paralegal moved. Yeah, that's what I
realized.
They reduce costs out of this.
Chairman,
I've got a paralegal to transfer in, but I didn't know.
Where'd the paralegal come from?
Consumer protection.
No, that's where they're going to.
That's where they.
No, it says from general. I have from general fund to consumer protection. That's what I guess. Consumer
protection.
The position was moved. It's an existing position that was moved from the Law Office, Unit 0101, and the funding changed, moved into Consumer Protection Unit 0130, the funding just changed. So this was a way of generating some savings in general fund by changing the revenue source on this position, but it's not a new position.
But the reduction in the law office is not, in that case, is not really a reduction. Then it's,
well,
right.
Mr. Chairman, it is a reduction of general fund, but you're bringing up the same amount as other funds, as special revenue. So it is in fact a reduction of general funds.
Okay, so back on page 10, or 8 rather, from the law office, they're dropping one FTE. That is the person who's going over to Consumer Protection?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Sorry. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what is the source of funding for Consumer Protection?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Schwartz, on page 23, the agency has outlined the consumer protection funds that it collects through settlement agreements from cases that it. Okay.
Do you know how much is in that fund?
Yeah, it's right above.
Is that the ending balance there? The
2.1
million.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Can we grab that money?
It's been continuously dropping. It's dropped by a third since 2012. So basically, this office is pretty much self-funding.
Mr. Chairman, I was looking at our notes that we keep on that state fund account, and these are, because they're court-ordered settlement funds, you run into a problem with, that's correct, Mr. Chairman.
So basically, if you want to spend any of this money, just put the word consumer protection in front of it. Like consumer protection air enhancement.
Yeah.
Protecting all Wyoming consumers
from themselves.
Okay, we did not complete consumer protection. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Are they applauding my chairmanship?
Yes.
I'm impressed.
They like what you're doing.
Okay, I believe we can move page 25, criminal investigations.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, page 31.
31,
is the first unit, 0301, criminal investigations.
Okay.
Doug Drack.
Moved and seconded. Well, going back to 25, it looks like they're getting rid of 7 positions. Help me out. What's the difference between those?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, page 25 is a summary of the next 7 votes you will take. So on the top, we'll go through 0301, 0302 consecutively.
So we'll deal with that
later.
Okay. Okay, did I have a motion?
Yes.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 35, unit 0302, Crime Lab, and you will see the first of 7 FTE reductions.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 41, unit 0303, Criminal Justice Information Systems, and 4 reduced FTE.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 43, the Meth Initiative, unit 0304,
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is being zeroed out entirely. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 52, unit 0501, the Law Enforcement Academy.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? No. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 56, unit 0505, advanced training.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying tuna fish. All those opposed, kumquat. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 61, unit 0601, Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
Mr.
Motion
Chairman.
Motion passes.
The next unit is on page 65, unit 0701, Medical Review Panel.
Half a million.
I have a note on this.
Folks, if we want to do, well, let's be statutory. Get rid of those. Or we could just defund it.
Yeah.
I mean, leave it in place and defund it?
You do the latter,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Don, we're waiting.
Mr. Chairman, it would require statutory changes, but you could certainly reduce the funding. I believe the testimony was at least one of these two positions was largely dedicated to Oil and Gas Commission, and as you can see, it's entirely generally funded as opposed to special revenue from the Oil and Gas Commission, for example.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, just in other conversations I had with the director of this, he just told me that the building was one of the important things because they use that to kind of run all of their people out of in that area, like that are in the Oil and Gas Commission. They use it out of that office. So he did say the office space was important as well. So just relaying along.
The office space was important.
I think the office space is somehow tied to this unit, and that they use that office to house the attorneys for the Oil and Gas Commission.
So, Don, on the Oil and Gas Commission, how is that funded?
Fees from oil and gas.
And are there fees available? If we would transfer one position over to the Oil and Gas, can we do that through a budget amendment and then follow it up with a legislative? How would we do it?
Mr. Chairman, you could, say, decrease the FTE by one
65,
here, and the associated salary. We will have to look up the salary, but we can do that. And then where it doesn't appear in these books here, we would the motion, the second part of it, would be to add one FTE in the Oil and Gas Commission and associated special revenue funds.
So I would so move.
Second.
So the motion is to have the both positions or one?
One attorney position, one FTE.
One FTE be paid for by the Oil and Gas Commission.
Well, transfer it from here.
He's doing their work.
So we take it out and we move it over to the Oil and Gas Commission. Because I don't know if you recall, but the testimony was that this person offices with another attorney in Casper, and by far a majority of his work is doing Oil and Gas Commission work, because the medical panel almost never meets and just does not meet. And this is going to lead to coming back sometime soon and getting rid of the medical panel. But this, at least for that FTE, and the AG can still direct him to do those responsibilities. It's just not being paid out of this medical panel fund. Don?
Mr. Chairman, another way of doing this is to move the FTE to the law office to ensure that that old lawyer continues to be supervised by the Attorney General, but add in the special revenue from the Oil and Gas Commission.
That actually makes more sense to me.
As your second, I'll agree.
That was your motion.
Right.
What about the second FTE?
Well, we got to go in statutory to get rid of the whole office and do all that later. So I don't think
we can just defund it.
Only for 18 months, and then and if we defund it, then you've got the office space that's being used. I think it's just more complicated.
Well, they're still, Mr. Chairman, wouldn't they still be mandated by law when this somebody wants this service? They have to provide it.
So Don, what's the consequence of this? Does this mean that the appropriation is cut in half? The general fund appropriation is cut in half?
Mr. Chairman, the 100 series would be cut in half.
So that's the 427, so it would be roughly 213,000
biannually. What about professional fees?
Professional fees are for the board members, the medical review panel board members primarily.
That would stay. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you. Question to Don or Don. Wouldn't there be some corresponding reductions in the 200 series that would either transfer over or disappear?
Travel, so forth.
There would be a little bit, but I'm... Have they reverted anything back? What happens with their dollars?
Mr. Chairman, in the event that the medical review panel has any funds left over, those would revert to the budget reserve account. The oil and gas would not revert their funds.
Right. So they don't have to revert. The AG can just do what they want with it. Is the answer to that?
Okay, so the motion is...
Motion is to transfer one FTE, which comes out of
back
the
back to the law office.
To the law office, but then in the law office, assign it special revenues coming from the Oil and Gas Commission.
To pay for them.
To pay for them.
And there was a second. So any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes.
Now, as amended, we have to do it?
Yes.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That motion passes. We're on to Victims Services, which, Don, I believe is page 72.
That's correct.
Gov's right.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 74, unit 0906, domestic violence, sexual assault.
Gov's rec.
Second.
Moved and seconded, discussion. Is this all pass-through money?
Mr. Chairman, my notes indicate that is the case.
I'm sorry, indicate what?
Indicate that, yes, Mr. Chairman, those are pass-through funds to subrecipients for victims.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it's Child Advocacy Center is what I have in my notes. And he says can use federal dollars to make up for most of these programs. That's what I have in my notes.
We're still back then.
No, I want to go back. Can I go back a second, Mr. Chairman?
We're on 74.
Yes. Where do you want to go back to?
Well, we voted on page 72, I thought, which is Victim Services Division surcharge. Is that separate from Victim Services Division? Because then do we vote on Victim Services Division? I missed it if we did.
You want to tell us the difference between these?
Sure. On page 66 is the full division, and the committee does not vote on division pages. It votes on the unit.
And so, okay. My mistake.
So what is the source of these funds? Are these all general funds?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. On page 74, these are state general funds appropriated for eligible domestic violence sexual assault service providers. These are sub-grantees that contract for each state fiscal year, so the money gets passed out.
So when the reason I'm asking is when somebody is convicted of something, usually a misdemeanor or something, isn't there a, in addition to whatever the fine is, isn't there so much that has to go to victim services?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. And unfortunately, you don't see every unit here because it's a supplemental budget. But there is those surcharge fees, which are other revenues, not general fund revenues, and they're not being reduced because only the general fund is being subject to these budget reductions, not the fines and fees.
Okay. So now we're on page, we just voted on that, right? No, I think we have. Didn't we already vote on that?
No, Mr. Chairman, 74 has not been voted.
I'm sorry. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That passes. Page 76, Child Advocacy Center.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Are we on to page 84? Victim Services Division?
79, Mr. Chairman. 79. Unit 0910.
Oh, Victim Witness Funding. Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. DVS Administration, page 84.
Second.
Gov's Rec, seconded.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 87, unit 0920, service provider salaries.
Gov's Rec.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, final unit, page 92, unit 1105, developmental disabilities, Governor's Council on DD.
Gov's Rec. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I'm going to move two positions. We'd only had one in there. We kind of had the pickup, but I'm going to move them both for cutting. And then if we don't like it, we can do whatever. So I would move that we eliminate position 015-0033, so that's number 73 on the new page, and then number 74 on that page, which is 015-0068.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. No. Motion passes. How about a motion on the agency?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Do we do it as amended? No? Okay.
Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. So we're done with book one.
Well done.
Stick a fork in it. Okay. Don, let me know when you're ready.
Mr. Chairman, I'm ready. Department of Environmental Quality as the first agency. First unit is 0101 Administration on page 10 and 11.
Doug's right.
I hear a motion. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, Unit 0102, page 16, IT Operations and Support.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is where we had the intangibles?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, Unit 0201, Air Quality, page 25.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is page 34, 0301, Water Quality Division.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is page 39, unit 0401, Land Quality.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 44, Unit 0501, Industrial Siding Division.
Okay. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 51, 0601, Solid and Hazardous Waste.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit's on page 55, unit 0701, Uranium Mining and Milling.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, unit 4401, page 62. Abandoned Mine Reclamation, DEQ.
Same. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Representative Summers.
So, Mr. Chairman, I had some questions. So we had some positions cut down or opting for cuts, and we didn't know which of them may need to be used to verify the need for the NRC agreement. So there was a 7006 and a 7002 if we wondered if those were not positions for that NRC agreement. I think you confirmed that, but I just wanted to reconfirm that, Mr. Chairman.
They are?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Summers, both positions 7002 and 7006 are related to the NRC agreement unit.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would move position 4006 to be cut. That's out of both general fund, Mr. Chairman. We may or may not want to do that. That's out of both general fund and federal funds. 5941.
Yeah, I would second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Albert, you have any more?
Mr. Chairman, that's all I had. There's a couple. The only others were those two that are for the NRC agreements.
So, Mr. Okay. Chairman, if I'm looking at most of them are – I guess I would move to cut 4041. It's an engineer two. They've got several other engineer vacancies that have been pending, 1 6 months, 1 6 months, 1 3 months, 1 7 months. That's the one that has the most general fund dollars to it. So.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Any others? Take a motion on the agency.
Mr. Chairman, before we go on, could we go back to page 15 on those intangibles?
I'm sorry, which page?
Page 15.
Yes.
0240 and 0242. Reducing 0240 to 500,000 and 0242 to 300,000 is my motion.
Do we have to have a motion to reopen that?
Technically, yeah. I move to reopen.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Where the motion is to reopen IT ops and support. Not hearing any other discussion. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. It is reopened. Right. From our questioning of them, it was 704, it was intangibles, and according to them, it was mislabeled, and that was for software.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, Senator Driscoll and I met with them this morning. They're giving us a detailed list of what is in both 0240, 0242, and I thought we could review that list and address this on round robin if need be. If that's acceptable to the...
Mr. Chairman, I agree. They said that's all individual software on their computers primarily.
But we'll get a more detailed explanation. If it's still not satisfying, we can attack it on Friday in round robin.
Mr. Chairman, if that's acceptable to the...
If that's acceptable.
Sounds good.
Okay, except now we voted to reopen. We're going to have to vote to close it again.
Mr. Chairman, can I throw one quick wrinkle in? Just wanted to make you aware that those two object codes, 240, all the 240 series, are just one time because they represent equipment purchases or purchase of that software program. So it's a one-time thing. You are certainly welcome to cut it for this biennium. I just want you to be aware that it will not come back in the next biennium.
That's nice enough. Both of them? Anything in the 240 to 249?
Mr. Chair?
I still want to get more detail on what they don't want to read that.
Mr. Chairman, we will.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just following on that, I understand what Don said, but my note was that it was software licenses for Word and Excel. That's what they said anyway, which would be repeating. I mean, you know, doesn't do any good to have Excel this year and not next year. So just, Representative Burkhart, when you meet with them, just
and I remember asking him at the time, how come it's not up in licenses up at 207?
Mr. Chairman,
why would it be so much?
That's why Senator Driscoll and I met with them. We thought that was a little out of line. One, get a detailed explanation. They said they would give us a list. And the software licenses and that, those usually continue. I mean, I have... We all buy software, and as long as we have it and it's not out of date, we continue to use it. It's a one-time.
There's no reason to renew it.
No, and you don't renew it, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Chairman, I would ask we just wait until we get the list on both of those codes and see what they say, and we can address that in round
robin. Okay, I'd entertain a motion to close that unit.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Representative Schwartz?
It's a general question. Why don't we vote, and then I'll ask.
Okay, no other discussion on this motion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay, that unit is reclosed. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess at some point I'd like a review of the entire software licensing. It's a large number. It keeps coming up. And I don't want it now, but it's...
I forget what the numbers are, Don, but it's in the hundreds of millions.
Precisely.
For all agencies combined for various things, is it not? Biennial?
Mr. Chairman, that seems a bit high, but we could certainly ask for ETS. They have that number for the hardware, for example. They may be a resource. It may also be able to identify this if the agencies have coded these costs correctly, not in the inappropriate series.
I just remember somebody telling me it's about 160 a biennium or something like that. But
I thought ETS was supposed to get rid of all that.
That came from the senator used to have that has my last name.
Anyhow, I'm curious. Thank you.
Okay, did we close the agency or not?
Yes. Move to close.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. We are now on Agency 21, Department of Audit.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit is 0101 on page 10, Administration Division.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. We're on to page 15, public funds.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just if someone could explain to me, in salaries classified, they have a reduction, which looks like it'd probably be an individual, but there's nothing in authorized employees to indicate that reduction. I don't have the information here.
Mr. Chairman, are you in Unit 0101, Representative Burkhart?
No. We're in Unit 0301. Public funds division. Mm-hmm. Page 14, 15.
Mr. Chairman, under code 0103.
Mr. Chairman, this is the first agency that we're going to see where it eliminated funding for positions, but not the position count. So they retained in this particular division 030. They retained three positions and they eliminated funding for those three positions. So you'll see this for three more positions in this agency as well.
Is there any reason why we wouldn't want to eliminate the FTEs too?
Did we ask them the question? I thought we posed the question to them.
You did.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you did pose the question, and their response was if funds become available, they could hire those individuals.
And the reason they do that, if there's a special audit, something comes in and they need a special audit.
That is correct. However, as you will note on this unit, it's entirely generally funded. But their response was if they received a windfall of funds from some other source, they could hire those individuals. What that source might be is not clear.
But aren't those positions have to be generally funded? Isn't that the condition of the positions?
Mr. Chairman, no. If funds became available from some other source.
So can we say you can retain the positions but no general funds to those positions?
Well, that's what this does.
Well, except that. I guess that's kind of what it does.
Mr. Chairman, it's possible. You see there's 20 people here. They could reclassify. This would be unusual, but you could reclassify those positions and have more filled positions at lower wages. To us, it's not clear at all. And, of course, these three folks are going to appear in your position counts.
So I move to eliminate the three positions.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay, we've eliminated the three positions, so their positions are now down to 17. All right. I'll take a motion on the unit.
As amended.
So moved. As amended. Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is 0401, Mineral Audit Division, page 21.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 270501, Excise Tax Division. And, Mr. Chairman, for the committee's notice, this is the same issue here. I believe there are three vacant positions. The funding was returned, but the position authorization was not.
Was this where one of the positions was transferred to a... So they are they reverting all three positions or just two? Yeah. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Let's make sure Don is sure of what we're doing here.
Chairman, did I hear the good representative say
two? Two.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, it says that one.
The good representative? No, it was Representative Walters.
0603 was the one that was transferred.
Mr. Chairman, the person in that position, the incumbent, was moved to another position in their agency, and then the funding was the remaining, that position that was remaining, the funding was eliminated. So while there were two vacant positions eliminated, one was was filled, but they moved the incumbent to another vacant position, thereby creating a vacancy. So that three positions were, the position funding were eliminated.
So it's if we want to, the correct thing is to eliminate the two positions.
Mr. Chairman, actually three positions.
Would you like to amend your motion?
I would, sir. I would amend it to eliminate the three positions.
The second agrees? Okay. So the motion is to eliminate three positions.
Chairman, real quickly. Was this the discussion that we had going back to emergency meetings or funding becoming available, they thought it would be cumbersome to go back for reauthorization on these positions? Wasn't that the issue and the reason they were keeping the authorization there? Just for the clarification.
I think they said that for all these positions, but there's not – the problem is that that's not – we don't understand that. It's not logical because they said that they would – have other funds arrive. There is no source of other funds other than because these are generally funded positions. So if they have other funds arrive and they need positions, the only other thing we could do is keep the positions but move them to other funded. Could we do that?
Mr. Chairman, you could. The executive branch also has the ability to have a temporary position and be 11 funds if there are the existence of new fundings that occurs during the interim. Then they would have to come and ask for permission to continue that position into the next biennium next year. But if something, you know, an audit comes up this summer, that is one option. And you can see in this division they actually receive some highway funds. So let's say we run into a bad audit. They could use highway funds, hire one person temporarily, come back to you and say, we want to continue this for the next biennium. I think they are reluctant to ask, you know, they don't want to ask for new positions going forward.
Chairman, that other funds issue, they are the auditors. They might know something we don't.
Mr. Chairman, just a reminder, we do have later three vacant positions that we were looking at to eliminate here.
Mr. Chair.
I'm thinking I'd like to keep at least one in the two different units that they can fill with other funds. Is that, I mean, so they don't have to go back and be 11 and recreate. Is that, can I get a show of hands if they like, anyone else likes the idea besides me?
Explain it again.
So we just cut, how many?
Three.
I'm thinking, well, we ought to at least leave one or two of those positions in there, but specify that it has to be other funds.
Well, Mr. Chairman, they still have a number of vacant positions here.
Well, we're going to eliminate those.
Not all of them.
To that point, Mr. Chairman, the positions, the three positions we're talking about are on their vacancy one are 0115, 063, and 039, if I've got that correct. And they're showing zero funds on our vacant list, but the funds have come out of their reduction. So we just need to make sure that we're not confusing those positions.
Cross-checking. Yeah, that makes sense.
So the motion is to eliminate three positions.
I would just say let's just cut two, and then one of them will maintain, but it has to be funded through other funds.
Is that a friendly amendment to your original motion of two in the first place?
That's friendly.
Get rid of 39.
Okay, so moved and seconded. We're removing two positions.
Removing.
Any discussion? Representative Larson, you had your hand up.
Well, and so we would recommend getting rid of 0115, which was one off the list, and 0039, and then that will leave 0063, which is an auditor level two.
Okay.
Right?
All right. I take it a friendly amendment. And so the motion is to remove two people. We have given them specific numbers. Any other discussion?
How can so many people that know so little do so much?
Hearing no discussion worth listening to, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. That was excise tax, right?
As amended.
As amended.
Motion.
No, not yet. I'll move to close the unit?
No, for that particular minute, approve as amended.
We have to move we've mentioned the amendment. We didn't close the unit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Motion to close the unit.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Senator Lennon, I think your point's actually well taken. Because they're doing something that is unique, I think they do know something that we don't know.
But we don't know what it is.
That's right. We may find out.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we cut position 0044 and 0054. 0044 is an auditor, 2, 13 months, 100% general fund. 54 is an auditor, 2, 7 months, 100% general fund.
What about 121 at the bottom? 0115.
Mr. Chairman, we just cut that one.
That was the one we already cut? Okay.
Second.
All right, two positions.
So, Mr. Chair, so then that's going to give us a reduction of
Wait a minute. We need a motion and second. We need a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So that'll give us a reduction of 5 positions from that auditor's office. Just.
But he already had 5 of them, or 4 of them, removed, just unfunded, right?
Mr. Chairman, as recommended, the agency had 6 vacancies. You eliminated 5 of them. I believe Representative Summers' motion is to delete 2 of them that you've already deleted because they're both unfunded.
Okay. So Because they're already gone.
Any other discussion on the motion?
Was there one that, one additional one? No?
Mr. Chairman, both of the 0044 and 0054, you can see, have no funds associated with them. So
and
they
that's
were.
That's the motion right now.
Yep.
Okay.
And we've already eliminated those? Oh, so that we. It's. Yeah. You want to withdraw your motion?
I do.
Okay. All right, so we're back on the agency.
So that was a, that was the change from the other chart.
Yeah, I think moved to close.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That agency is closed. Now we're on Agency 24, State Parks and Cultural Resources.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit appears on page 13, Unit 0101, Administration and Support.
Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 18, 0201, Cultural Resources.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
We just saved your We the People program, didn't we?
Yeah. Motion passes. Better citizens.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 23, Unit 0205, the State Museum.
I have a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 26, Unit 0215, State Archaeologist.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 28, Unit 0220, Cultural Trust Fund Administration.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussions? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 32, Unit 0225, SHPO Administration.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 36, Unit 0231, the Wyoming Arts Council.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is 0240, page 40, Archives and Records Management.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 44, Unit 0401, State Parks and Historic Sites.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 48, Unit 0420, the Wyoming Trails Program.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit in this agency appears on page 55, Unit 0450, State Park Operations.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schwartz.
I'm just curious. This is, you know, all new to me, but they've got 156 employees. Have you guys cut that in the past? It just seems like a lot of employees.
Well, when you look at how many of them are part-time, a lot of those are seasonal. for the parks.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, to answer the representative's question, in my notes it says last session we had 3 full-time positions and 10 seasonal, and they have 2 another one this year.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Representative Larson.
The motion is for what? I apologize.
I'm sorry?
The motion is for what?
GovSurrec. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Representative Summers.
We didn't have anything on this list, but there is a new one month, Buildings and Grounds Assistant 0132. That's a $15,000 position, 100% general fund. That's a new, it's just been
hot off the grill.
Hot off the grill, you might say. So I haven't made that motion, I guess.
You're going to take a college kid's summer job away from
him. Mr. Chairman. I would recommend against that, and probably I'd guess that's a part-timer somewhere that is pretty necessary.
So I hear none. I'd entertain a motion on closing the agency.
I'm going to that list. I'm looking at 0219. It's a senior archaeologist.
No money.
No money.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong list.
I've done that, too.
Don, I'm just curious, on our other funds, do we know where those are coming from?
Is that our fuel tax?
Yeah.
Fuel tax and permits.
Archaeologists should be in the university with them.
Mr. Chairman, there's a variety of other funds in this budget, including park fees, motorboat taxes.
They contract.
Mr. Chair.
Art studies,
yeah, Mr. Chairman, they contract that work out to industry, too.
Mr. Chair, over here.
Representative Schwartz.
I believe when they testified, they said that the archaeologist position were usually paid for by mineral companies when they did the excavations for pipelines and the like. They would pay for the archaeologist.
Yeah, that's right.
Never mind. Move to close.
I was not going to entertain that conversation, Representative Larson.
Address the chair, please. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to close the agency. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? No. Motion passes. Mr. Chairman, what do you want to do? It's 2 o'clock.
Does anyone have our bills up? Do we have any more judiciary bills up? In the next hour, half an hour, do you want to do one more agency? Or do you want to? Does anyone have their sheet?
Well, we're not back until 2:30.
No.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's go do another one.
Okay. State Construction Department. I saw Del McComey in here.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit appears on page 11. Unit 0206, planning projects.
The 300,000?
Mr. Chairman, you've already voted on these school facilities, so I apologize. This unit does not need additional vote.
All right. So how far do we want to go here?
Mr. Chairman, I believe all of the items in this agency have been addressed in a separate bill. That is correct. So this agency does not need further action. Moving to agency 032.
Do we need a motion to close it? Nope. All right. Well, that was quick. You want to do another one?
Yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, on the School Facilities Commission list of vacant employees and its other fund, is that all school foundation dollars, or what is that?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to point out, you can address any of the vacant positions in here if you would like. It appears the other funds are 063, which is the capital construction account. But, for example, position number 26 is 100% other funds, and it has zero dollars associated with it.
Just curious where the money came from. Thank you.
Question. Representative Larson.
Because I thought that, John, help me, because I thought the State Treasury Department had two funding sources, one through the foundation and the other. And we voted on both funding sources and both all of that.
Mr. Chairman, yes, and let me give you some clarification. In this agency, it is the school capital construction, not school foundation program, but school capital construction. The general fund portion still appears in agency 006 because that's where they started out at the beginning, A&I. They have consolidated, so next year all of them will appear in this same agency.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So now we're on to Infrastructure Authority.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit appears on page 12, 0101, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority. And I should, by point of clarification, note that this authority, along with the Pipeline Authority, pays its employees through the 900 series.
I have a motion. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes.
All we can cut is...
Well, how about that?
Cut 1% or 1.5%.
Another agency?
Go.
Okay, state engineer.
Mr. Chairman, just a question.
Oh, Representative Summers.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is one of those agencies we were looking at, and we needed to identify, it seemed to me, like accounts that were... We were thinking water-related to move into the water development, so I assume...
The different divisions.
Yeah, I assume Don will kind of guide us. Anyway, I just wanted to remind us all of that.
Mr. Chairman, their total general fund appropriation in this agency is approximately $28 million. After the budget reductions, it's about $25 million. One half of that amount is $12.5 million. If you wanted to move half of 1 year's worth, it would be approximately $6 million, maybe a little bit over $6 million. A choice there might be the groundwater and surface water division combined would be $6.67 million, a little bit more than the 6.5 you were shooting for, but it's in that range.
I'd so move.
Second.
Page 19. You're talking groundwater division?
It's more of a, it's two divisions. So it's kind of a global motion on, within the agency. So it's the two pages if you want them?
Mr. Chairman, groundwater and surface water, and these appear on page
19 and no, 25. Well, 24 is the bulk of it.
Mr. Chairman, another option would be to take it all out of one division. The Board of Control has a revised budget of $12.4 million. Half of that would be right at the $6.2 million. That would be 1 year's worth of the Board of Control, which would get you about your, if you're shooting for $6.5-ish million.
And we're not talking about taking it out. We're talking about replacing it.
Replacing it.
Just so anybody who's listening on the Internet doesn't suddenly put a gun to their head. Or a gun to ours.
I would just go for the higher number, frankly. I don't know if it makes any difference if it's ground border control versus a two.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Was this the issue where he was talking about the perception of conflict between the Board of Control's decisions and the – I mean, I just want to make sure I remember where he was saying whether that would be an issue, I remember, as far as putting him in. Remember he said about if the Board of Control, because they make decisions about the – and I have that all kind of fuzzy in my head, but does anyone else remember discussion?
Mr. Chairman, that's –
Senator Driscoll.
That would be if we combined them. This is, we're merely taking money away on this one. So when we were talking about combining, there could be conflicts. But this, what we're really doing now is just taking water, money away from water to pay for engineering. So they still aren't going to talk to each other, maybe less when we're done.
Discussion?
So the motion I'm waiting to entertain is to remove $6.2 million of general fund from the
the motion was to move
The Board of Control and replace that with funds from the water accounts.
No, the motion on the floor is for.
There's no motion yet.
I made the motion.
I
made the motion for 200 and 300 groundwater and surface water to go to the water loan.
Oh, okay.
And my argument on that. And I guess that it's an extra $400,000, so why do them? I'd rather do that than groundwater for $400,000.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I misled the co-chairman. It is $6.7 million, but that's a biennial number.
Oh, okay.
And I think you want to get an annual number of $6.5 million.
Correct.
So the Board of Control gets a little bit closer. The other alternative in order to achieve that would have to be everything else other than the Board of Control.
And that's 6.2. So it's 6.7 versus 6.2, roughly.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. It's a little bit more money if you put everything except the Board of Control on water funds.
Can't we just as easily take 6.7 from the Board of Control and replace it with money from the water accounts?
They're 6.2.
No, they have. The Board of Control has $28 million. You can take all you want from them.
No, Mr. Chairman. The Board of Control has $12,400,000, and that's a biennial number. So you could take a maximum of $6.2
million. Oh, I see. Okay.
Everything else would give you a little bit more.
All the other divisions.
We got something coming up.
Are you back in yet?
So, Mr. Chairman, with the motion we have on the floor isn't going to get us where we're talking right now.
The motion on the floor, my understanding, is just two of the divisions. He's going to have to amend the motion to include all the divisions except the Board of Control. That totals $6.7 million.
Yes.
And that would be replaced by money from the water funds. My question is, Don, do we have to specify exactly which water funds were taken, how much from?
Mr. Chairman, you do.
Mr. Chairman, question.
Now, in the motion?
At some point, yes.
Okay. Senator
Driscoll. Chairman, now do these cuts, these transfers stay permanent or they expire at the end of the budget bill and we got to reauthorize again next biennium? How will this work?
Mr. Chairman, our interpretation, these would become permanent and, in fact, they would double because this is one fiscal year and it would become a biennial amount in the next standard budget.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, do you, or Mr. Chairman, you'd like to amend your motion to include all the divisions other than Border Control, and you want to, and according to Don, you also have to specify exactly how much is coming from each water account.
Oh, if we're using both of them. I would just say proportionate on the their total income flows. No, I have to think about this. Who knows more about the water concept? I mean, Water 1 is the one that's really overfunded versus Water 2, isn't that right?
Neither one of them are overfunded, sir, but
you want to get the one,
is
the, water
one, 3. One is the bigger account.
It's the bigger account, but one is, So I'm content with it all coming from Water 1 unless we want, and we can come back and do, and you can talk with Greer and a couple others to see if we want to snag a little bit out of Water 2.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just
was hoping they could remind me. I know we had that handout yesterday from the water guys, Mr. Labonte, and I was thinking we had like $25 million in Water 1, and was that annual or is that biannual?
Okay. No, it was annual.
Can you remember?
It was annual.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it was annual. Yeah.
Okay, so
total is 54.
25 annual, and so we're looking at taking half of that?
No, 6.2.
6.2, very good.
6.7, yeah. 6.7.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, one of them, if it's everything except for the Board of Control, it's 6.3. If it's the Board of Control, it's 6.2. Oh. Makes little difference.
Now what do you want?
Mr. Chair,
would you rather have Board of Control?
I'm going to make an amendment. Either one's fine. Board of Control makes more sense, Mr. Chairman.
Well, this is open to a friendly amendment.
It's not going to be friendly.
Mr. Chair, just follow up on that question I had. And so out of that $25 million, we also have the Water Board or whatever, the Water Commission's funds. And that, remind me how much that was annually.
That's 5.4 total, so 4.5 one on the other, so it's half of that. 5.4.
I would agree.
About 2.5 annually?
No, Mr. Chairman. Out of Water 1, their appropriation is $8.5 million, so that's about $4.25 million per year.
So four and six is we're taking annually, taking 10 of that 25. For administration of water stuff.
Mr. Chairman, yes, but there are some additional, like the $1 million for the safe drinking water. There are other mandatory items that do not go towards projects on his list. In addition to the administration, right, there, and in addition to the Board of Control or everything except the Board of Control, they make a $1 million payment to the Office of State Lands for the safe drinking water. That will be cut in half going forward to become $500,000 per year. And I don't recall what else, but there were other items on there that are mandatory payments for administration.
That come out of that?
That come out of Water 1.
And so with the proposal, I apologize, but I just want to make sure that we don't end up with nothing in Water 1. So with the proposed and what we currently have on an annual basis, that number is what?
Mr. Chairman, we can get an exact number, but it would be about 12.
12. So we're taking about half of it just for administration.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, what's your motion?
I think that's too much.
Well, first of all, let me respond to the Representative Larson. I don't disagree if it's too much or not. What I want to do is get it taken, and then we can, in the round robin, or you can make an amendment and grab $500,000 or $1 million out of Water 2. Just get the ball rolling on it, because we're not going to, unless you want to decipher it and go through the.
No, I just wanted to get my head kind of what that amount was, and I'm asking the question to the water guys, but I'm fine with what you're doing.
What's that, Albert?
It's going to hurt the municipalities. It's going to hurt the projects.
Mr. Chairman, I'm good to go round robin. No, we'll deal with that. I've got municipalities emailing me as we speak that are you're going to see some inbox activity.
Well, and honestly, God, there'd be a wonderful way if we could cut some of the administration out of this, but I don't know how we do it.
Mr. Chairman, there's two vacancies in this state engineer's office that popped up right now.
Big ones.
That's correct.
100,000, and I think they can take some other cuts. They all can.
Mr. Chairman, what's your motion?
I'll stand on the motion as it sits. The motion is that we take the water board. I'll revise the motion. That the water board comes out of water one.
The board of control.
Board of control, I'm sorry.
The second is agreeable to that.
So we're removing how much?
$6.2 million
from the board of control of general fund dollars. Those are reverting to the general fund. And we're taking 6.2 from water account one to replace it. I mean, if they're going to shoot us for the right reason. That's the motion. It moved and seconded. Any discussion? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Don, by my calculation, that would leave Water One with about $11 million for projects. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's approximately.
So those two vacancies, Mr. Chairman, are those in – are they Water One funded?
Mr. Chairman, these are in state engineers, so they're 037, 0028, and 0171.
Yes, sir, all general fund.
One is a program principal, 67. That's a pretty big $67,000, 100% general. The other one's a natural resource analyst, 56.
We need to grab both of them.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to reduce, to eliminate those.
Wait a minute. We have a different motion on the floor right now. And it's the transfer of the funds.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, I've got a question before we get there of Don. So we're left with $11 million balance. They just sent us a list of projects that obligates a pretty big chunk of that fund. Are we going to get into the omnibus water bill and cut projects by doing this? They're about to obligate a whole bunch of those funds. I mean a whole bunch.
Well, it's going to slow them up.
They can't slow them. The way they're set, those are in a bill and they're obligated, so I think Dan's been on water before, and if you cut that, you're going to kill existing projects that are ready, basically shovel ready. When they get passed out of the omnibus water bill, they start construction in the spring. Well, that's what I wanted to know. If the omnibus water bill obligated that chunk of money, it's just like the YDOT did to us. If they've obligated that $25 million, what we're doing actually is allocating away, and then the omnibus bill, we're going to be in an overdraft situation, or, and I'm not sure. I'm asking the question because.
Well, you've got different projects. If it's level three, yeah, they're shovel ready, but if it's level two, level one, no.
We've got the list. We can look at it, but you're, if you want to reach back, you can do that. Yeah, but I think there was several million of watershed studies now.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, Water 3 is your big projects, your dams.
Your dams. Water. I'm talking about level, not the water funds.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, it looks like in the level 1 studies, you got about 2.7 in the level 2 projects, you've got about 2.6. And if I'm reading that right from the stuff that they
give. You're correct, yeah.
Which one are you looking at?
It is
this one?
Handout number 118, Agency 29.
And the level 3s are the ones that are shovel ready, as Senator Driscoll was saying.
Yep.
Well, even the level ones, many of them are basically shovel ready. What they've done is the engineers have already given the estimates and done them, and the work starts on level, even though it's level one. Level one's a planning study, but it's still...
It's planning stage.
But it's still hard dollars.
Yeah. And, Mr. Chair, so if you go to the last page of that, the level three out of water one is $12.1 million, right? If I'm reading correctly.
So what I'm inclined to do is let's just
thanks,
John, and Don, if you can figure this out for us, we really need to know what's been contracted, what's been let, and a better breakdown on the projects, and if we are in a YDOT situation or not, because we just need to know that. And that's reasonable. And if we have to do this and move it till 1920. To effectuate what we need to do and what we have to do in terms of delaying projects. And just to have a... we're swimming upstream right now.
Okay, we'll recess until adjournment.
Stock their leadership.
And hopefully we can finish up this book.